Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's comedians and Skechers getting comfortable, presented by Hands-Free Skechers Slip-ins.
Hey, I'm Bobby Slayton, and I'm here with my pal, comedian, and Skechers ambassador, Mr. Howie Mandel.
Why did it take so long to invent something as amazing as Slip-ins? I know it seems simple, but it took Skechers to invent a better pair of shoes.
Yep, with Skechers Slip-ins, you just step it and go. You don't have to touch your shoes. And by the way, Slip-ins are for the whole family, men, women, and kids, in all your favorite Skechers styles. Find Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is
sunny to partly cloudy in Vancouver, going up to 69.
Weather brought to you by Robert Half. Our recruiter's expertise and award-winning AI will find you the skilled candidates you want. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today.
All right, let's get to the magic hat.
It's the magic hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on. Basically, a bunch of topics, and we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his magic hat.
Hocus pocus. Where are you?
Something. Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, welcome back in. It is indeed magic hat time. Every Thursday at 6:30, if you're new to the show, the magic hat is Swag's hat, which is full of all kinds of magic, dandruff. And he draws from the hat. We don't know what he's going to draw from that hat. And whatever comes out becomes the topic.
That's why you got to use Head and Shoulders.
He's Head and Shoulders above every other producer in America right now.
I do use Head and Shoulders.
Big Head and Shoulders guy.
Big Head
Are you?
Shoulders.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, I got to use medical shampoo.
Really? Your dandruff is that bad?
I have eczema.
Ah.
Or psoriasis.
Psoriasis?
I have actually have both.
Wow.
I have psoriasis on my head. It's, really
it's a lot
bad.
Of dry skin. That's not fun to deal with.
It's not.
No. All right. Are we ready?
Yeah, let's go.
First up, who are they most like?
Oh, yeah, this one's actually exactly for you two. I've been thinking about this, and I thought, let's throw this into the old magic hat. I saw that my Toronto Maple Leafs won again yesterday. They're 2-0.
Yes, they did. Here
against
they come.
The defending champion Florida Panthers.
Yes. Look, there's a long ways to go. They choke away series, but encouraging nonetheless.
So could you help diehard hockey fans out there, not me, of course. I'm Blue Line Brandon.
Yes, you don't need the answer to this question.
But the hockey casuals amongst us who dabble in playoff hockey and, you know, hear you guys talk about it and name all these kind of crazy names that everybody knows, of course.
The part-time Blue Liners.
Could you really put into context the equivalent of watching the Maple Leafs win the Stanley Cup this year? Like, who would that be equivalent
to? Well,
to
a hockey reference, when the Rangers finally won
that
it
doesn't help me.
90s.
That doesn't help. You know, you got to go to a different sport.
Get out of the
you
sport.
Go to a different sport.
Out of your sport. Can you reference this for
Who
me?
Who kept knocking on the door, knocking on the door, knocking on the
Is this the Buffalo
door.
Bills? Is that the kind of level here? Is this the Knicks? How would I put into what I'm seeing?
I get.
It's more like the Detroit Lions.
They've never been?
It's the longest drought now. What is it, 56 years?
They last won a cup in 67? Was that the last one?
But see, the Lions don't have anything to point to.
That's why it's a hard one.
Yeah.
God, that's a really good question.
Well, because I know this is
because it's not the Cubs,
thing.
It's not the Red Sox, because they've won before. The Bills, the analogy's not bad, but they have a cup. And so I think the follow-up is, how long back do you even count one, or does it matter?
Well, 56 is older than all of us on the show.
That's a long 1967 is a long time ago. I believe that was the last time they won a Stanley Cup. So on those merits, I think the Bills are a pretty good comp. Because not many Toronto Maple Leafs fans that are alive get to experience and remember the joy of winning a Stanley Cup. So maybe Buffalo's not bad.
Maybe when the when Mahomes won the first one for the Chiefs, because they won like the first
Super Bowl.
Well, they won like Super Bowl IV.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's not bad.
So breaking that kind of stretch of
and then
you've been good enough.
And they were always good. The Chiefs were always a good team.
But you couldn't finally do that. So when Mahomes and they won their first one.
What it would feel like.
That's what it would
be like.
Because
the Maple Leafs have been good. They just haven't been elite and great.
And the Buffalo example, to be fair, at times isn't even because they, you know, Buffalo at least had the four Super Bowls where they lost. Mm-hmm. And then they've had multiple conference champ. Like, they've knocked on the door for a long time.
Okay.
A lot of Toronto is like, you're a good regular season team every year, and then you just, you poop your pants. You poop your pants this time of year.
You know what that
like,
sounds
every
like.
Every year you go in, you're like, hey, this could be the year. And then
the
poop
Milwaukee
your pants.
Bucks.
They just won.
But they just won one.
Well, that's what I mean.
I was going to say, you know what it sounds like.
Like, when was the last time they were in a conference final?
Sounds like the Portland Trailblazers.
I was going to say.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Hey, make the playoffs, but we know you're not really going to win it.
They have largely been in the playoffs every year since 2012 and do not have a conference finals appearance.
That's
in
a
that.
Long stretch of like being
stretch.
In the dance and not
and
getting close.
And a number of times with a 3-2 series blowing lead, 3-1 series lead where they let it slip through their fingers.
All right. Well, I'm rooting for the Maple Leafs. I think they're a fun story.
Hence, they're up 2-0. Long way to go.
Well, they're the best named. They're the best team name in Canada.
I mean, it's incredible. Yeah.
Their
fan base is great.
The best.
The Hockey Hall of Fame is in Toronto.
The logo is the best. It's the coolest name.
It would be a really big deal for the NHL Canada if they won a Stanley Cup.
Yeah, it'll be a big deal. All right. Let me see. Finkel is Einhorn. Einhorn is Finkel.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you...
Is this a movie line or something?
Ace Ventura.
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective?
You know he hasn't seen that movie.
You haven't seen Ace Ventura, Pet
Detective? That's beneath him. He can't watch that.
I didn't want to outright name what this was. I wanted to see what Dirt would think it is versus what it actually is.
Story about a kicker?
Nope.
Story about a killer?
No.
A kidnapper?
Nope.
Nope, that's all I got.
Wrong information.
Okay, 0 for 3. Wrong information.
Dirt is the new Knobloch of the show. Ooh. I had multiple, and when I say multiple, I had 6 different people. A couple listeners, a couple friends.
Yeah.
You not only screwed up that boat story about that guy sailing.
Oh, did I screw it up?
You screwed it up in a big way.
How did I screw it up?
First of all, his name isn't Phoenix. His cat's
name
is
Phoenix. His cat's name is Phoenix, Sailing with Phoenix is the name of the account. His name's not Phoenix.
He's also not facing death, disease, or paralyzing diagnosis. He's just cashing it out, and he's tired of the grind.
Oh, that's done. I got bad information then. I pass along bad information.
Well, yeah, you did. You knob-blocked it.
I knob-blocked it. Don't flip this on me.
What do you mean? It was your story. I had people reaching out. I was like, yo, I'm glad he brought up that story.
Yeah.
He was so wrong on how he delivered.
Yeah, I had a buddy that told me he was going, there was some serious medical thing, and that's why he started sailing. That was the whole basis of it. And then I found the YouTube, the Instagram videos and just started watching it. He never talked about the diagnosis. I just assumed it was kind of a taboo thing he didn't want to talk about.
One listener was like, yo, his name isn't even Phoenix. That's the cat's name. And I was like, oh, well, you're not blocked.
Yeah, it's sailing with Phoenix because he took his cat with him on the sailboat.
It was a great story. People were happy you brought it up.
It's a great story.
It's kind of inspiring people.
Yeah, you know, whatever. Go figure it out on your own, you know?
Go live your best
life. I teed it up for you.
You only have a microphone?
There you go.
I'm not a newsbreaker over here.
One quick one here.
Okay, do a quick one. We got more magic.
Oh, no, this isn't quick because now I know what stuff is. What the zuck?
You know what this is. You know what? Let's do this. I have to get to this.
I know.
I've wanted to get to this for a week, and I've been waiting for the Magic Hat to come back. I will tell you what the zuck next on The Fan. What is on the menu this morning? Preferably, I'd like a traditional breakfast, some hash browns, two slices of bacon.
Some sausage links sounds good.
Sausage links on there, some over easy eggs toast, and coming up at 7 a.m., a full glass of Celtics Tears.
I do have, by the way, whoever was reaching out to you,
multiple
telling you
people.
The story of sailing with Phoenix, how about this in their face? So I was, because I have.
I thought you weren't a news guy.
Look, I'm a news guy, and I've always been a news guy. I just, you made me question my news credentials earlier.
You're not.
And I didn't quite know. He literally has a cervical spine condition. He says it on his website, and he's at the risk of paralysis. That's why he cashed in his 401k. So he's not knowing that he's going paralyzed, but he has a cervical spine condition that forced him to liquidate all of his assets because he's terrified of what his future looks like.
Mm.
Hence, who was right all along? Who's your Einhorn now, Finkel?
Judges.
Go ahead, fire away at anybody. I'm literally looking at his GoFundMe website that's linked to his Instagram.
Could have done all that research yesterday.
literally what I said on the show yesterday. He's got a spinal condition, he cashed in his 401k, and he's sailing to Hawaii.
Hey, don't get mad at me, man.
I just want you to forward all the information, whoever was texting you.
I think you just forwarded it yourself.
They got bad information.
I heard you.
Why don't they reach out to me? Huh? I'm here.
Let's distract him with some Mark Zuckerberg.
We roll on to the Magic Hat. I have been waiting a week to get to this audio.
Oh, what do we got?
We know this, but it was absolutely confirmed in two different interviews. Mark Zuckerberg is the weirdest human that exists.
Yeah. Seems fair.
There's bad people. There's people
He's one of them.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw a story that Facebook targeted teenage girls and tracked every time they deleted a selfie. They then targeted them with beauty ads.
Ah, that's nice. When can we take one of those like space capsule things when these idiots want to go visit Mars and just have it fly into space and then not return?
Aim it to the sun.
Just, oh, sorry. Oh, wrong. Oh, my bad, man. Wrong direction.
Do you know how disgusting that is?
I mean, it's horrible. He is a horrible person who is helping derail all of society.
But
he's worth a lot of money.
He wants you to know you may not have enough friends in your life. You need more.
Oh, God.
Because Mark Zuckerberg is not terrified of what AI friends would be.
Oh, I think it's fewer than three friends.
Hmm.
Three people they'd consider friends. And the average person has demand for meaningfully more. I think it's like 15 friends or something, right?
15?
I guess there's probably some point where you're like, all right, I'm just too busy. I can't deal with more people. But the average person wants more connectivity, connection than they have. So, you know, there's a lot of questions that people ask of stuff like, okay, is this going to replace kind of in-person connections or real life connections? And my default is that the answer to that is probably no.
I wonder who's creating the AI digital friends he wants you to have. So why would he say no?
What are we doing here? What are we doing?
15?
I mean, look.
I barely have the bandwidth to have a friend. A friend.
A friend, let alone two, let alone five, let alone seven.
I saw a buddy and his friends kid for the first time this past weekend, and I was like, look at me
hanging
out with a friend today.
The only time I ever see my friends is when we play golf. That's it. I see him for 4 months out of the year at a golf round. And if it's in the middle of the winter, sorry, I'm not going to see you because there's no golf round. You got kids. I got kids. We're not doing it. I'm going to see you in 15, 17 years when Teddy's out of the house. Maybe we got a chance to hang out again. But until then, I got nothing for you.
Swag, I know you reference hanging out and getting a bite with a buddy every once in a while around here. You only go and have your orgies once a year with your frat bros at whatever city you choose.
Well, no, actually, pretty lucky. There's a group of 7 to 10 of us in the larger, but all live in the Portland, Vancouver area, and we actually do a pretty decent job. It's harder in the summer because everybody's doing family stuff, but we try to play poker at least once a month.
7 to 10 of you?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you step it up?
Your bandwidth
says you got 15 friends you need.
Well, he's also in the sweet spot where his kid's out of the house. Like, he's living on swag time, right?
Yeah,
like, he's got time to enjoy himself, and he can do activities, and he's got no, outside of work, no commitments to, hey, I got to take him to a ball game or take him to practice or take him to a lesson. Like, I think when you're older, it's a little bit different. You have more friends. But when you're our age, and swag, when he had a kid at home.
Yeah, we're looking next spring, the massive we're looking at Louisville.
Louisville, Kentucky would be cool.
Yeah.
But you need to make friends with Digital Dave. You need to step it up.
No.
Dude, a sex robot is one thing. You want to tell me, like, hey, I haven't had sex in a while. You want to go buy a robot? Whatever.
Yeah.
That at least serves a purpose. an imaginary robotic friend?
No.
What are we doing here?
No.
Speaking of robots, he also made an appearance dressed as a 17-year-old because he had to rebrand himself. On the Theo Von podcast, this was the very beginning.
This is the beginning of the pod.
Theo Von is an interesting cat. He's funny, and he has a lot of different people on from all walks of life. He's literally starting the podcast, taking a sip of his coffee. I want you to just listen to the beginning of this interview.
Drink coffee, man, or no?
Nah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you've had it.
I have. Sometimes on vacation, I'll drink it recreationally. It's like every once in a while.
Just like a celebration.
Yeah, no.
It's, really?
Yeah, no. I just like hate anything that messes with, like I don't like any kind of chemicals or anything like that.
You know what I hate? Algorithms that ruin our children's lives. That's what I hate. Did you catch his little like recreational coffee drinker? Are you, Mark? Are you? He doesn't know how to be a person.
No.
He doesn't. No. This sounds like the kind of guy who needs fake imaginary friends.
Yeah.
Yes.
And wants you to have fake imaginary friends.
Look at me. I have fake imaginary friends. You should too.
I can't remember who it was.
He's the kind of guy who only has friends because he's rich. This is the kind of guy who would...
They're not real friends.
Nobody actually cares about you. They're just clingerons. That's it.
Oh, it was an opener for Aziz Ansari. We went and saw live and the guy was like... You know the nerds have won because all the people that were inside looking out their blinds as we rode our bikes had a great time and made fun of them. We're like, how do I get you indoors? Here we are. God.
I despise that guy.
He is absolutely the weirdest person to ever exist.
Yeah.
I mean, my God, I don't know what's wrong with that dude.
I'm going to get some robotic friends, though, man.
All right.
That's what I need in my life.
Time for one more?
Time for one more. Go ahead.
Who makes it move?
Oh, yeah, this is a good question to lead into the second hour because we're going to talk about the Celtics tiers. I'll ask you both this question. What I love about sports and playoffs and big stakes and big games, no matter if you're a diehard fan of the league or a casual fan of the league, I don't care. Who for you guys, or maybe there's a couple, so far in the NBA playoffs has gotten your attention the most of like, I really like this dude, or... Man, this player's better than I thought. Or who is the one capturing your attention outside of maybe like Jokic? We all love Jokic.
The star stars, yeah.
Is there been a star player that you don't watch very much during the regular season? Or has there been a role guy for you? Like for me, I knew I liked him, but watching this series and watching the first round, my God, we did not get enough stuff for Josh Hart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We just gave him away.
He's been really good, especially defensively for them.
He's a guy that the numbers don't tell his story.
Ah, man, that's a good question.
I think about it in terms of if I'm the GM of a team, who's the guy I got to figure out to keep that's going to be difficult to keep? Like the Joker, you're going to pay the Joker whatever you got to pay.
Sure.
Christian Brown for the Nuggets.
There you go.
That's a pretty good one.
That's what I'm talking about.
That guy, they got to figure out what it's going to take to keep him, but that won't prevent them from getting whatever they got to replace.
The apron stuff, right?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a solid poll.
Halliburton, I think, is doing this for some people, whether they liked him or hate him. You watch him now.
I mean, Brunson right now is just what he's doing is
I'd probably go Aaron Nesmith. Like that dunk, that putback dunk that he had the other night was sick. He's been a really good role player, and I've watched maybe 17 seconds of Pacers basketball.
Go Zags.
Go Zags. He's a Zag. I thought he went to Vanderbilt.
That's what I said. Vanderbilt.
Yeah. Okay.
Who am I thinking of? Nemhard?
Nemhard.
Yeah, the
Nemhard is also
Nemhard's
on Indiana.
Went to the
He's a Gonzaga guy.
Nesmith's the guy that would have intimidated me the most at an open gym.
Big dude, 6'6".
Because he would have picked me up and like, oh, you're going to shoot? Yeah. Not anymore.
Nope.
Like, yeah, you're right.
You're right. Yeah. Pass screen.
He's just
going to
put an arm on my body and I won't move.
Give me that thumb in the hip. You're going to go exactly where I want you to go.
He's built like a brick house, man.
He's a massive dude.
And in the Stanley Cup playoffs, if you've been a casual in the hockey, what Mika Rantanen is doing for the Stars right now.
Great
is
story.
Just
how did the Jets not score at the end of that game?
I don't know.
They had like four shots on that goal. Yeah,
poor Winnipeg.
10 seconds left.
Talk about a place that knows a lot of heartbreak. Yeah. Here it comes again, Winnipeg.
Here it comes.
Buckle up.
It's going to be a long series.
It's not going to end well for you.
Hellebuck just lost it in the second period.
Yeah.
Just a couple of those were... He has a couple of those every game when you're like,
what are you doing?
You're the best goaltender, and what's that?
Right.
I hope the hockey casuals are picking up what we've known all season long.
About what Mikko Rantanen's doing right now.
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
I couldn't believe it. I knew it was going to happen. You know?
I mean, you knew it. You saw it coming. I circled blue line brand.
I said, this one's interesting. He played for them, and now he's playing for them.
And then he went to another place, and they traded him back into the same division.
And I'm like, oh, no, his former team's real scared. They know what he is.
And he had a hat trick in game 7.
If you believe in karma and the circle of life, then you are putting your ticket on a Stars-Canes Stanley Cup final.
That's not exciting.
With Mikko Rantanen winning the Conn Smythe.
That's not exciting.
I don't know
if that one gets the casuals in.
I don't think it does.
Some of the Hurricanes, just not exciting, even though they're a good team.
No,
that's
I know.
A bummer.
I know.
Hurricanes are a fun team
like,
to
watch. What Carolina are you? Are you a South Carolina or are you a North Carolina? Just being Carolina is weird.
I believe they're a Western Carolina.
Yeah.
That's what they are.
Right there in the
Raleigh.
In the state capital.
Yeah,
Raleigh.
Pick a state.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
They go either way.
You can't go both ways.
Panthers go both ways.
No, they don't.
Carolina Panthers.
Carolina Panthers.
They're the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah,
just
but
just like
they're
the Carolina Hurricanes.
We know they're Charlotte.
Their practice facility is in South Carolina.
Yeah, well, you know,
so
you're right. Pick a state.
They're also trying to move their stadium to South Carolina.
Are
they won't
really?
Be in Charlotte anymore. Yeah,
wow, that's
more tax breaks
for Charlotte.
They're going to move south of the border.
South has more tax breaks than North, huh?
Oh, not even close.
Really?
Yeah. Not even close.
Wow. Yeah. You learn something new every day.
So they're both Carolinas. The Carolinas try and go both ways.
Boy, that was better than your boat story, man. You were right on top of that one. You threw that right back in my face.
And I nailed the boat story, too.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm feeling myself this segment. What else you got for me?
We had to push you.
I mean, you didn't. The push was wrong. I was right. So
you had to do more
the
research.
The information you got was incorrect. The information I got was correct.
I don't know about that.
In the end, I ended up being right.
No, I don't know. I think I'm the tuna here.
What else you got for me? Bring it on.